Welcome back. You listen to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of this month, several hundred people in Auckland will be going bananas. No, they're not crazy, although they may occasionally get mad. This year's conference is the third under the Going Bananas banner to be organised by the New Zealand Chinese Association. The association has been around since 1935 and for most of that time has functioned as the voice of old generation Chinese in New Zealand. But the conference has added a new vitality and sometimes controversy to its role. It has become both the focus of established and emerging Chinese identities and the place where the stories that form those identities are told. This year's lineup, under the banner Going Global, features speakers and panellists from Asia and America, but our guest hails from closer to home, Carterton, in fact. Wong Lu Sheng, the daughter of New Zealand-born Bill Wong and his wife Estelle, grew up around the family fruit and vegetable business. Since then, she has taught and worked for the Office of the Race Relations Conciliator, the Human Rights Commission, and the Office of Ethnic Affairs. She now runs her own consultancy business, Intercultural Works. Lu Sheng, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's a banana?
What's a banana? Well, we started off considering if we'd use a negative term and try to develop it into a positive term, because it's a term that other people called us. It's a term that suggests that we have assimilated and that the only yellow thing about us, if yellow means Chinese, was our outside skin. This, of course, is entirely wrong, but it's really hard to tell other people that perceive you in this way that there is another kind of whole layer of self. And so we, in the conference, we've always said, let's use this that is not, that is negative, and turn it around and make it something positive. So it is us who are bananas, who are not so white on the inside, but are also sometimes white on the outside, but also yellow on the outside as well.
It seems to me that the decision to commandeer that word maybe symbolises the kind of additional edge that the conference has brought.
Well, I think it's good to get people talking. I think Chinese community is essentially being a closed community, and I think that people talking to each other, other Chinese talking to each other, people with different perspective of what Chinese is, talking to each other, telling their stories, is a very good way of deconstructing what you may have thought the community was about to actually expand the view. And if there's something that we have done in the last 2 years, and especially this year, it will be expand the way in which people think about themselves as Chinese and expand the way in which other people that are non-Chinese can come in and listen and also expand what's going on. And how do Chinese think? And how come the young people think like this and the old people think like that? And this person is very traditionalist and this person is very modern and this person sees Chinese as being the core fact of their life, and other people can say, no, I can put that aside for now and work as a global citizen.
Have the conferences changed your perspective?
The conference has moved my own perspective to the edge. I think that that's one of the joys of working on this committee, that it has done that. It has, we've made suggestions, done huge amounts of research about people that we didn't know, invited them to come, written very compelling emails to people unknown to us to talk about the possibilities of what they could talk about. And just that process, just saying, I think this is a good perspective, why don't we offer it to our communities and the rest of New Zealand so everybody can get a little insight. After all, Chinese are all over the world, and it's great to have people come back and tell us what that means to be Chinese, and what does that mean in our lived lives, the daily walking along, what does it mean for you?
Yeah, it's interesting. One of your guests is Mr. Brown, the Singaporean podcaster,
yes,
who I met recently, and he was quite looking forward to the conference because he said, oh, I've never had to think about my Chinese identity. It just is. And he said he was actually quite looking forward to the experience of actually talking about it.
And often that happens with people who live in communities where are predominantly Chinese. So you don't have to keep on thinking of your identity. If you're a minority group in a place like New Zealand, at the bottom of the world, you sure have to think about your identity. Because if you don't, everybody else is going to tell you about it anyway. That's how we got the name Banana. I mean, we didn't call ourselves bananas. Other people told us we were bananas. So it's that kind of dynamic that I think is very essential and very special at this conference.
It seemed to me that maybe what emerged with the first conference and with people like Siming Mok from Public Address speaking, who was described to me by Kai Lui, the chair of the New Zealand Chinese Association, as he said, "I call her the stirrer," which I thought sounded pretty good, is maybe a new attitude in that there is this intention not for young Chinese people not to just keep their heads down like they feel their parents have done, not to be quiescent, to actually be a bit noisier. Do you think that's the case?
Certainly it needs encouraging, and Xi Ming played a very important part towards that, and I'm really sorry that she's not in New Zealand this time. I think that opening one's mouth and saying things that not everybody agrees with is a really good thing. I think it's good for self-expression. I think it's good for community perspective. I think it's good that employers that are wanting to employ the culturally different look at people and say, this may not be a person that adheres to the stereotype that I have in my head. I think that the young who are very global, who are born in other countries, that come here and are educated here, have a whole different perspective that New Zealanders that have never been out of New Zealand just simply don't have. And even when New Zealanders go out of New Zealand, New Zealand is very specific in the world. It's very long way away. It's very monocultural. It's very small. It's very rural trying to be urban. It's very urban trying to be a city. You know, it's on that edge. That is very unique and lovely about New Zealand. But people who come from, you know, 10 million people in my small city have a very different perspective. And I think that's worth listening to, because I think that's one of the values of that person in New Zealand society.
Do you think we've got much of a sense of how China today sees the world?
I think that we get, like, I think China has great public relations and puts out, I mean, governments who have huge control over the people put out a way of being which we all have to accept, because there's no other way around it. That's why Mr. Brown from Singapore is really interesting, because here he is talking in a very strict society, and he talks around that and he gives us some sense of it. People from People's Republic of China are moving towards that themselves, but it takes courage, and they have to be clear that they're safe to be able to do that. So it's a process, it's over time.
Now, obviously a key thing with the conference is engagement with the rest of us. If listeners are interested in the conference, where can they go to find out more?
There's their website, which is www.goingbananas.org.nz. You can enrol. I think this is a very, very good opportunity for many people who say to me, gosh, I really need to know, or I need to network amongst the Chinese. And we know that that's really difficult. Here's your one weekend. Everybody's there. You can network all you like. It'll be a lot easier. There's no easier way than actually coming to the conference.
Time for a break. And when we come back, we're looking at social networking sites.